format, whether it be making jokes, making funny comments. I went through kind of like a mean phase. I got hurt a lot. My heart got hurt. Someone just really infiltrated my life and just didn't treat me. It happens to everybody, I come to realize now. Sometimes a lot, right? So I'm a little bit, I'm like a scaredy cat now. There's like people, I finally met this DJ I really, really like. Maybe I'll play, yeah, that's a good idea. Play a tune that I discovered from a Resident Advisor podcast, 3% left, and then I'll find, I couldn't find the news article I liked. Not that I like, no, I did find it, right? But so this one, I'm going to have to search my library, and then I'll be, hopefully we'll get some more mail, something in the slot. Maybe someone will just like chuck a photo in randomly. Now I'm getting ideas as I'm here and get to do this amazing thing. Maybe I can surprise Ross that I could drop by his show next week, which is really nice of him. I always like what he plays. So he's going to play in some STP. Me and him have a similar taste in music. Some of my favorite songs ever. So I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to be yelling again while talking loud because I'll be away from the mic trying to charge my phone to have some entertainment for you guys. But talk about perfect pop songs. Like, and this video, I'll be honest with you, this video kind of have an upskirt fetish because of this video. It's not a bad thing. It's like you come of age, you see things that are erotic, and you're just like, huh, and they just stay with you, and hopefully they're good things, and this is a great, cute, amazing pop song.
So, she says it's time she goes, but wanted to be sure I know. She hopes we can be friends. I think, yeah, I guess we can say I, but didn't think to ask her why. She blocked her eyes and drew the curtains with knots I've got yet to untie. We'll be right back.
Man, I love that song. No Myth, Michael Penn. I'm going to, again, step away. I don't know if you'll be able to hear me. I'm going to bet the acoustics in here are pretty good. There's a guitar sitting here. I might play like the only beginning of a song. It's a beautiful beginning of a song. You ever like playing the guitar? You're like, I'm going to try to learn this. A girl I was seeing back on the East Coast, she could play. I'm going to play this song too. She could play both hands. Ani DiFranco, and that's like the first song on her first album ever. Whoa. If I get my phone charged, I will play. I saw her in Syracuse. This amazing painter I was dating at a great, great theater there. Well, I was talking about that I got into a conversation at Outside Lands about best shows. I get in this conversation more often now, and there's like three answers for me, like OC's at the Eagle, Jenny Lewis at the Warfield actually, but then you have like Ziggy Marley, Black Crowes, Saratoga, a lot of stuff, many great clubbing experiences to Benoit and Sergio in Detroit. Santa Cruz. Antibalas at Moe's. I fired from my job because I went out drinking with the band after. And they let me back because I'm good at sales. But then I effed that up too. drinking heavily. But I love that place, and the boss is super nice. Shows, Black Crow, Landmark Theater, I saw Ani DiFranco, and I also saw my second concert ever, the Black Crowes, at this beautiful theater. It's also in a beautiful theater. Went to, with some friends, went to Chicago with a couple of girlfriends, and someone I'd been dating for a while, and we went to, we had stopped dating. I decided, had this conversation last night. I don't like cheating, and I just like honesty, and because I've been on both sides of the thing, right? And there was a late night with a girl named Kendra when I was dating someone else, but things ended, but we were still friends. I tried to just treat her the same, right, as I always had, without the smoochy stuff. And so we went, didn't start off that great because we picked our friend up at the bar drunk, and then no one could drive a manual but me, so it was 10-hour drive. And it was my first time in Chicago, since been two or three times since then. But we went to this beautiful old theater and saw Paul Oakenfold and Dave Ralph. I'll never forget opening for him, like just like comes out and just like looks at the crowd, and everybody was like super stoked. It was like when dance music was really first starting to hit. Let's say this new incarnation of dance music. What is dance music, right? I'm sure I'll talk about that in other shows. We went to this beautiful old theater, and I'll never forget Dave Ralph just like looks over the crowd, and he's got a beer bottle in his hand, and he just gets in and he just like lights it up, and it was great, super cool vibes, as the vibes are always when I go to shows in the Bay Area. Anywhere, really, usually, right? Again, I'm going to try to charge my phone. This is not the balcony. Rocker Smooth is not here. He was gracious enough, as I'm getting to learn the ropes here at Radio Valencia. This is Fiat Chase. So I'm going to be on tomorrow with some more good stuff, lot less talking. I'm having some, I thought the 45 was going to play. So maybe when I get my phone charged, I'll play that, the song I was going to play, in both hands. But in the meantime, hopefully get some more mail in the slot. So I'll just be like loud across the room, making stuff up. Maybe I'll like pull this guitar off the wall and it'll be really, really quiet unless the acoustics are amazing here, and strum to entertain you. Walk around reading George Packer again. Gonna look for my phone charger.
Hey, guitar on the wall, how tuned are you? Let's see. This is, I sound like, you know, like, I can sound like I play guitar, but I can't. No, not that in tune. It is beautiful out. I plan on going to the beach today. I worked last night. You ever get in like, sometimes you just, I lose perspective on my life. How great it is. I was in awe and self-pity the other night, late night, in my room. And I was like, there's no one in town. It's like crushes. Like, only my crush. And I was like, what? None that I want to run into. And then, of course, like the next day, I run into like a bunch of people that I like. Where is my... Oh, I think I know where it is. We're going to have stuff, more music. I think I put it in a hat here. Yes, it is. Man, I really thought, but I'm going to play that song. I'm going to play Coming Up, Lo-Fi version on this special edition Happy Horse Shit. It's going to be the 45 I wanted to play, and also Both Hands by Ani DiFranco. My mentor does not like Ani DiFranco. She says she's not her favorite. And I have a feeling it's not a conversation that me and her are going to see eye to eye on. So I'm looking for a... I think I see. It's going to get great, you guys. And I did bring some other less heavy reading material. I didn't bring the book of poems. I didn't bring a book of poems. So, live, real time, organic human, Fiat Chase is at 1%.
I'm going to put my headphones back on. Now I'm probably going to yell again. I'm going to go across the room, get a notebook of mine. So happy to be... Although I've only met 3 DJs here so far, and they have been amazing. I was like listening. I was on like South Bend Nass the other day, coming by last Tuesday, and a song I really like. Scott has this great show, and so I told him that I like punk. If you look at my show description, as I said on air recently, I'm going to make... Speech Malt is, yes, something that I made up, but it can be totally a genre, right? Like, nowadays, where everyone's, like, destroying genres. It's great. I was going to play some Twigs today. I hope everyone is having a great... This kind of came up at a thing I was at yesterday. A great Women's History Month. A lot of my heroes now, most of my heroes are women. Delia Derbyshire. You got to be real particular. This guy I was giving a walk towards, I was going, he's like, anyone, they were just giving me shit, taking the piss is what they call it across the pond, right? And he's like, anyone that says Derbyshire, it's Delia Derbyshire. If you guys know what industrial music is, I'm sure this is probably a savvy listening audience. Delia Derbyshire was in a book I've been reading by Cozy Fanny Tutti called Re Sisters, and it's about Marjorie Kemp, who is a 16th century, I want to say, mystic, who would really gives you some perspective. For like, I feel like if I had a book to recommend, it'd be much better if I had a, hopefully I have a nice lady friend guest on, but I feel like, especially in this day and age, it's like, probably, well, no, this is fine, right? I mean, fuck, I don't like really PC stuff. I try to be respectful of everyone. Like, I just feel like that's what quote-unquote woke is, and I get, like, overcorrecting PC-ness. I feel like that annoys everybody, but whatever. I'm tired of talking about stuff like that particular topic in general, but I'm a comedian, so it does come up. I started to like overcorrect myself and be like, it'd be nicer to have a woman tell us about what books they like for Women's History Month. True, yes. And in addition to that, the male perspective of understanding the trials and tribulations, women bring us so much joy and love, and then have just been historically oppressed. And then you run into somebody like Cozy Fanny 2D, super cool and interesting, or Marina Abramovic, and a million. Someone asked me one time, if you could, it just was like great. And I was thinking, I'm all over the place. You can't wait till the phone gets charged. I was thinking, like, some of the things I might talk about today, in addition, everything's about music, right? So, for me anyway. I was thinking about some of the things I might talk about and thinking about women I was going to put on my playlist. But Industrial Records, started by Cozy Fanny 2T and Genesis Peorage. I did go way off topic. Someone asked me, I was thinking on the bus about what I was going to talk about and what happy horse shit is. I think I was thinking about, and I asked Posette, what do you folks think it is? And I was walking with my friend one time in Santa Cruz, where I lived for a while. Wonderful, amazing place. Some of the best times of my life. And someone was like, what is happiness to you? And I was like, a wet tennis ball flying at my head. And just literally just popped into my head. I think that's why I'm a decent comic, because I can kind of riff off the cuff. Maybe that's why I'll be a decent radio DJ for Radio Valencia once I learn how to do everything smoothly. And then what I was thinking also along with that, am I a wet tennis ball flying at everyone's head right now? The guitar's out of tune. I read from some George Packer. I promise to play you. I know my phone's going to play this couple songs for me. It's cliffhanger. What 45 do I think is just... I mean, you know when you get like those songs that like nothing else sounds like okay, so like Goodbye Horses, the She Just Lost Her Life, Kiel Lazarus, really, really, really interesting woman, interesting story. A lot of us music fans know some of the backstory behind that. Was like a blue collar worker who also seemed to like an amazing artist, and she's like an adventurer and just like a liver of life. And I was talking about how I look up to animals, doggies, and little tykes, little kids, that they're just like so boundless for like. Yes, like new adventure, like every day. There's this one guy that I like to, he has some like recovery podcasts, and he's just like, he kind of comes back to the same themes, and they're great themes, and then keeps expanding on them. He's like, you know, my golden years were when I was like 5 years old. He's like, I was in the sandbox. I was perfectly in the moment. I wasn't worried about if I was going to be in the sandbox tomorrow. So I, in the last few years, been getting more spiritually healthy and happier, and built this great big life for myself, got to do traveling. Basically last year I had like one of the best, like I think it was like five top years of my life, top 10, 5 years, and like last year probably slotted in at probably like number 3 or 4. And this year could be, if I stay out of my own way, now that I have a get to play music for y'all, could be that as well. It could just keep getting better. Not, but yeah, I'm going way, way off the rails. Started talking about Women's History Month and seeing Ani DeFranco, and then it got into Cozy Fanny 2T and Delia Derbyshire. But a good book I can recommend. I'm not through it all the way. I'm not so great at finishing books nowadays. But Re Sisters by Cozy Fanny 2D, true artist, and really made me think. I was talking about a gentleman I like that works at a bookshop, of like what what wonderful ladies throughout history have had to go through. And I've like I've talked